Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, spring has sprung, and we are here broadcasting live from the annual Artisans Spring Market here on the spectacular, the majestic, the glorious courtyards, the grounds of the Tucson Museum of Art, a world-class museum right here, the jewel of Southern Arizona. We are celebrating spring in style with our good friends from the Tucson Museum of Art. This is the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on Power Talk 1210 for another Power Happy Hour. And whether you're driving around Tucson right now listening to us live on Power Talk 1210, maybe you're listening to us live on our website, onthemenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the 50 million users that are streaming live now worldwide on the TuneIn Radio Network. I am so glad you're here. I want you to come down and join the party. Again, the Tucson Museum of Art is hosting the annual Spring Artisans Market. It's happening until 5 o'clock today. It's going on all day tomorrow, and you are missing out, fellow foodies, if you are not having this beautiful event on your calendar for another beautiful weekend. Well, speaking of beautiful and speaking of food and wonderful things happening on the culinary scene, I turn to our celebrity co-host like I do every Saturday afternoon, and I take these decisions quite seriously, identifying who is going to join our broadcast every weekend. And when you're thinking about the grandeur that is spring, when you're thinking about the color that is spring, you are thinking about our celebrity co-host for the full hour here at the Tucson Museum of Art, the food blogger from Circle of Food, my friend, Karen Zolden. Karen!
Hi, Mike.
Matt. You can call me whatever you want. This is live.
I had a mimosa at brunch.
Well, you know, this is what we do on this show. We eat, we drink, and we talk. And not necessarily in that order, but right. Anyway, great to see you. You're all decked out in your spring.
I am.
You're donning your spring wardrobe.
This is from one of the artists inside. Marianne Burnson.
Okay, so that's good to know. So you could not resist. You're looking for the broadcast location, and the color and the opportunity is just begging for you to engage in transaction. You said, yes, I'll take that one. And that's a beautiful piece you're wearing.
I love local art.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's really prevalent here. It's beautiful.
And this is like a surround sound experience. We're talking about local art. There's more than 100 of the Southwest's finest artisans that are surrounding us, and it's art, and it's craft, and it's activity, and it's food, and it's drink. I mean, and what better backdrop for Tucson Museum of Arts?
I absolutely agree. You know, we're lucky Tucson has a world-class museum.
Yeah, we really do. Well, we want to make sure that all of our listeners check out the website. It's refreshed regularly. There's all kinds of great programs and exhibits and opportunities to really get to know the museum and its programs and get behind it and become a part of this story that so many of us have here that have celebrated the work that the Tucson Museum of Art does in this community. Now, I've celebrated your work, Karen Zolden, for a long time. You know, you've got your palate on the pulse of the Tucson food scene. What's going on with CircleOfFood.com?
Circle Food is finally getting a makeover. I'm going to be working with a local web designer, and I'm coming into the mobile friendly website and simplifying it. And it'll be cool.
And CircleOfFood.com is going to be your destination for all the things that are going on in the Tucson food and beverage scene. And you and I have shared a beverage from time to time, haven't we?
Oh, we have. We have. We had some really good times at Scott and Company recently.
Oh, did we ever?
Yes. A lot of hard work to be a food critic.
Yes, it really. We do all the heavy lifting so our listeners and followers don't have to. All they got to do is show up and order what we tell them to order, and everything is golden.
Absolutely.
So Scott and Company, I'm glad you talked about that. They just unveiled a new seasonal cocktail menu. You know, this is not a place to go for a rum and coke, Karen Zolden.
Right, absolutely. Can I talk about a couple of the drinks I like?
I'm ready.
I am not a gin drinker. But the two drinks that I absolutely loved was the one called the Tuxedo Junction.
Oh, I remember it well.
Which was gin infused with figs. I mean, how could you go wrong with that?
Seriously.
It was fabulous.
And they even brought out the vessel of figs that were soaking. They were bathing in this gin. And I wanted to be a fig for just 1 hour.
I agree. And the other one, I love the name Guilt-Free. It was grapefruit-infused gin plus grapefruit liqueur. And it was just so refreshing.
Yeah, especially for this time of year, right?
Yes.
The grapefruit flavor, the fresh flavor of that citrus coming through. I remember that one well as well. Now, I've never been, a big gin fan. I mean, I'm more of a whiskey person. But gin, I think, has sort of come a long way. The spirit, used to be this overwhelming juniper encounter. But the fact that you find some opportunities to sort of balance out some of those flavors and the way that Eric and... Matt over at Forgotten Co. Sort of balanced out those cocktails without gin. I thought it was life-changing.
And they used really unusual ingredients like tobacco tincture and saline. And you think, what? Can I use that for my contact lenses?
Yeah.
But, I mean, everything was just so fantastic. I would love to have that job.
Scott & Co. is right there next to 47 Scott in downtown Tucson. Not too far from where we're broadcasting from right now. And I think, those guys deserve major kudos for what they do with cocktails. I mean, I love walking in there because it's almost like this Old West apothecary. I mean, there's tinctures and there's mortars and there's pestles. And like I said, this is if you want a shot of tequila or if you want to get, a PBR with some fried monster steaks, this is not a place to go.
Right, it's our downtown speakeasy.
Exactly. So what else are you finding interesting on the food and beverage scene across Southern Arizona?
Well, I'm really big on animal rescue.
Yes.
And I have greyhounds. And
beautiful dogs.
I am so thrilled that our local restaurants are so altruistic.
Right.
I wanted to talk about a couple events coming up. There's Tales and Ales at Barrio Brewery. Where it's for the Humane Society. People can get their dog washed. They can drink beer. And Barrio Brew, this is on April 12th from 11 to 4, I believe. And you can come down and drink beer, and they're going to donate a percentage to the Humane Society. I just think that's fabulous.
The philanthropic spirit of Dennis Arnold and his entire team at Barrio is virtually unmatched. I mean, they look for opportunities to engage with nonprofit organizations. And whenever you bring, man's best friend and woman's best friend to the party, it's all about great pets and pet welfare, animal welfare. And Dennis really, I think, leads the pack.
Oh, he does. And I want to put a good word in for Southern Arizona Greyhound Adoption, which is a group that I volunteer for, at the Coronet Restaurant on April 13th from 11 to 9 p.m., 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. All you have to do is go in and say Greyhound, and they'll donate 15% of your purchase.
Oh, that's big.
To the Greyhounds, so that's really nice.
15%.
Very generous.
And the secret word again?
Greyhound.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. No flyer, no nothing.
And the word really should be part of your daily vocabulary anyway.
Really.
I mean, Greyhounds are one of the many things that make the world go round.
Absolutely. They're fabulous dogs.
Yeah.
And the last one I wanted to talk about was Putting on the Dog for Tucson, for the Humane Society. It's a big event. They have it every year at the Hilton Conquistador, and the Tucson Originals are there.
Great.
So
lovely folks.
Yeah. I mean, we are so fortunate that our restaurant community is so altruistic. It's really a joy.
Makes it one of the reasons why we love to call Southern Arizona home. I mean, it's the people, it's the places, it's the food, it's the arts. It's really this multi-dimensional living experience that we get here in Tucson, whether it's supporting, animal welfare organizations or coming out here to support the arts at the Tucson Museum of Art and have a wonderful culinary and cocktail experience at the same time. I mean, how can you lose?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So one more time, Circle of Food. What do you want this blog to be for our listeners? I mean, people come to circleoffood.com. What kind of information are they going to be getting from you?
I do a lot of local events, a lot of some reviews, restaurant reviews, product reviews, cook, interesting. I try to be humorous. I like a lot of humor. just a little slice of life that they're not getting in the newspaper, they might not be getting from you, just something different.
I love that about you, because you're finding the stories that no other media outlet is doing, and we thank you for your leadership, we thank you for what you bring to the table, and we love breaking bread with you and having a cocktail with you, and we're so looking forward to having you on for the rest of the show.
Thank you very much, Matt.
We're talking to a celebrity co-host here for the full hour on the Menu Live from CircleOfFood.com. She's Karen Zolden. She wants to get to know you, and you know she has a sophisticated palate. So when you're talking to Karen about food, you better have your A game on, because she's one of the real people in this community. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and thank a couple of sponsors, but when we come back, we're going to be talking to a veteran of this community who has been part of this Spring Artisans Market here at the Tucson Museum of Art for many, many years. John McNulty is sitting right here, and he's next. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at the annual Spring Artisans Market at the Tucson Museum of Art. Great time downtown. We are here with our celebrity co-host for the full hour from CircleOfFood.com. Karen Zolden is back with us.
Hi, Matt.
Having a great time.
Absolutely. It's lovely.
So,
great breeze.
Beautiful breeze, beautiful weather. I don't know the connections that the Tucson Museum of Art has with the people that make the weather, but they need to pay them a bonus for what they dialed up today, because you cannot imagine a better backdrop against which this broadcast is coming to you. And we are talking to one of the guys who is very much a part of the success of this whole story that we're only beginning to tell. He's the museum shop manager here at the Tucson Museum of Art. Art, and he's John McNulty. John, how are you?
Tired.
You know, this thing started yesterday,
going
all day today, going all day tomorrow. One of the big events of the year for the museum. I got to say, you look great for where you are at this part of the weekend.
Well, thank you very much.
So get us caught up. I mean, what is this Spring Artisans Market all about? I mean, it feels so spectacular to us because we're broadcasting live in the thick of it, but you're doing all the heavy lifting to make sure that guests like myself have a great experience. Talk to us a little bit about this event.
Well, it started 25, 30 years ago, and it was several many artists that wanted to promote the people that actually have their work in the museum store, because the museum store is really an outlet for local artists.
Right.
And we just kind of got this going in the fall, and then it kind of happened, and then we decided to do two a year. So here we are 20 years, 25 years later doing the spring show.
How many is this for you, John?
This is number 55 for me.
55.
Wow.
53 or 50. You know, I've lost count because, and I'm also a potter, you have to understand. So I have my own booth and my own work.
Right.
Amongst the
Oh, that's fun.
Other fabulous artists that we have here.
So how has the easy up count increased from 55 events ago till now? I mean, this is just this cascade of tents here with vibrancy and energy and color coming at you from every direction.
Basically, it was just in the plaza when we started.
Wow.
So over the 30 years, it has blossomed to the East Plaza, the parking lot, the Moore Courtyard. So we had maybe 20, 30 artists at the beginning, and now it's 120, 130.
Now, how are you part of the process, John, that decides which of the artisans have the unique opportunity to come and participate in this event year after year?
I am the process.
Yeah. Someone hashtag that. I am the process. So says
nobody
John McNulty.
Nobody gets by me.
Let's see what Robert Knight has to say about that when he comes on. But nothing gets by you. And now, I would imagine that you've got some fairly strict criteria. When you're showcasing the best of the best, I mean, you gotta have some sort of standard, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Big standards. And I look for artists that sometimes are doing something a little oddball or something a little bit different, but give them a chance to participate. If it's well-crafted and beautiful, well, it doesn't have to be beautiful, but that's nice.
Well, what a coincidence, because it is absolutely here. We're surrounded by beauty.
Beauty, yes.
But, you know, virtually every inch of the courtyards here across the grounds of the museum are just popping, as I said, with color
right.
and vibrancy. But there's some great food and live entertainment.
Yeah.
Who are some of the folks that are going to be, selling some of their chow here? What kind of food we got?
Oh, we got the falafel people.
Say that three times fast.
The falafel people?
Especially after one at Karen Zolden's Tuxedo Junction.
Exactly. And we've got great kettle corn, and we've got the flying, who are those flying people?
Flying buffalo
wings. Right.
They're great, those
and
flying
there goes
buffalo.
And one now. Crick, get it.
And we had the crab wontons.
Beautiful.
Crab puffs and the egg rolls were amazing.
Now, our people that are listening now, of course, this is going on until 5 o'clock today. 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock again tomorrow on
Correct. Another,
you know, Chamber of Commerce Day weather-wise.
Yes.
People are probably thinking, okay, well, I got to bring $20 to get in the door, $30 to get in the door.
Free.
Karen, what else?
There's nothing free.
Nothing.
And it's free to get into the beautiful exhibition we have right now.
Talk to us about that.
That's the Figure Examine Katzer Mashari Collection Foundation, and it's filled with all the biggies, the Rodins, the Renoirs,
oh my gosh,
the Chagalls, the Matisse, the Mary Cassatts, the Lipschitz, the Picasso, how many more people? There's a lot. Jackson Pollock.
It's fabulous. I've been in there.
Warhol.
This
could be a milestone moment in my broadcast career because I don't know the word Lipschitz has ever been uttered on this radio show. So we gotta take our moments when we can. Anyway, when you come into the museum, when I go to a museum and there's no fee. Whenever something's free to me, I mean, I look for opportunities to get involved. And we're gonna be talking with Alba a little bit, who runs the development program here.
Right.
And there's an invitation to become a part of this story, a part of this conversation that you folks are having with this community, in fact, with the world. Look for opportunities to engage, to donate, to support the fine work and programs here at the Tucson Museum of
Yes.
Art. And here we are in this beautiful day having a great moment, free of charge again. But come and experience the museum, especially fellow foodies, those of you who have never had the opportunity to actually come visit and just walk the courtyards and get to know people like John McNulty and his pottery. This is the place to do it. Again, until 5 o'clock today, 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock to have a wonderful artisan's experience, have some flying people, or no,
flying
burritos.
Buffaloes.
Flying buffaloes.
Our beautiful cafe is right
cafe
on
the... Cafe a la carte.
Right on our property.
Dare I say, award-winning cafe a la carte.
Exactly, with their big... bombs, chocolate bombs, yep. And they're
fabulous.
I was just following them on Instagram today. You know, they always have these wonderful, food sexy pictures.
Yeah.
And I just love that. I mean, I don't think a day goes by where I don't check out the Cafe a la Carte Instagram page because I just want to dive in and just roll up my sleeves and go to town. But anyway, John McNulty, your work has paid off. There are so many people in this community that have said yes to your invitation to come out. Thank you so much for 55 events that you yourself have pioneered. And we look forward to the 56th one, and we can't thank you again for all you do in this community.
Thank you so much.
John McNulty, the museum shop manager and potter extraordinaire here at the Tucson Museum of Art.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, what's the top food and cocktail and wine event of the year? It's Crush! And it's coming up on April 10th. And we've got all the information that you're going to possibly need to go buy your tickets today. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back for the...
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the annual Artisans Spring Market, the annual Spring Artisans Market here at the Tucson Museum of Art, just surrounded by energy and vibrancy and color and celebrity co-host from thecircleoffood.com, Karen Zoldan. Always fun hanging out with you.
Same here, Matt.
I just want to do the show here every Saturday at 4.
What does it take?
Well, let's talk to Robert Knight here, the CEO. You know,
impressive.
They're rolling in the C-suite here for this show, Karen.
Hey, we're pulling out the stops.
Robert Knight, CEO of Tucson Museum of Art.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much. And Karen, really appreciate you coming down, being part of us this weekend.
How much fun is this?
I know. It couldn't be better. This weather, like you said, spectacular. All day tomorrow, we'll be celebrating the win of the Wildcats over Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great day at the museum, and so we want you all to come down, enjoy the food, the incredible works of art that we have. And then, as John McNulty mentioned, all the exhibitions at the museum this weekend are free and open to the public. We want you to come and enjoy it. This current show that we have, Matt, has absolutely destroyed 90 years of attendance records. We are three times over what we were doing last year at this time. This show is truly phenomenal. So it's a perfect opportunity to come down, enjoy the artisans that we have here, have some great food, and see some terrific world-class art.
One of the things I'm jealous about you, Robert Knight, is you get to come to the Tucson Museum of Art every day and call it work.
Yes, yes. Yes, I'm a lucky, lucky man. And it's truly been a privilege to spend 30 years in the art world doing what I absolutely love to do every day.
I'll tell you why you're a lucky man. There's another big reason why you're a lucky man, because you get to count Alba Rojas Sukar as a member of your staff. And you get to see Alba every day.
Every day. We
it's
talk
always
constantly.
A party.
Yes, it's always a party with Alba.
Director of Development here for the Tucson Museum of Art, for her On the Menu Live debut, Alba Rojas Sukar.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. You can feel the buzz coming off of
her. Oh,
can't
yes, you can. Yes.
Absolutely.
Jeez. So crush.
Greatest event ever.
Seriously.
I mean, 24 restaurants, you get to sample all of their goods. They come out, and I mean, if you think just the food is great, they decorate their tables. I mean, it's this ongoing competition between all of them on whose table looks the best and whose food is the best. I mean, I love it. The vibe is fantastic. And then just when you thought you couldn't have enough wine, over 100 wines. I mean, seriously, where are you going to start, right?
Over 100 wines, Karen.
Crazy.
Wow.
I know.
I just started A and just yes. working my way down.
Right.
Is there a
Z.
punch card?
Only, right? And then this year we added new things. So we have Aaron DeFeo from Casino del Sol Resort, who's our
master.
Right. He's a mixologist who's fantastic. I mean, they're our title sponsor and they're fantastic. So he's doing his mixology. God only knows what he's going to come up with, but you know it's going to be great. And then we're going to have Casamigos Tequila. And if, for people who are tequila drinkers, George Clooney's brand of tequila. Randy Gerber and George Clooney got together and they now have their own tequila. No, he's not coming. Don't even give
no,
me
a No, I asked Alba a guest appearance, George Clooney. No.
I'm more excited about the tequila than Clooney.
I'm like, is George coming?
So it's happening on April the 10th.
It is.
The Crush Party, you know, like I said on the Bill Buckmaster show and the John C. Scott show yesterday, you know, you talked to me about what are the best food, wine, you know, experiences of the year. I mean, Crush tops the list.
For sure. I mean, and just when you thought your food and wine, you're like, oh, I can't do anymore. Oh, wait, there's more. Certain Roots is doing their performances. And if you've ever seen them do their thing, they change it every year. And they're just fantastic. I mean, you turn around and somebody's doing some Cirque du Soleil thing in the air. Like, what is that? That's Cirque Roots. They're coming to perform. We have music all night. And then, I know, there's more. You go into the lobby. There'll be a silent auction. But Red Door Spa is going to be doing, they're going to be doing massages and manis.
I'm there.
I mean, you know, really. I mean, you know,
when was your last mani?
Right.
You know, I'm always looking for a good mani.
You got to have good hands.
But no petties. That's for the VIP room.
You know what I was going to say? They draw the line at the feet, I'm sure.
And we have to give a shout out. You mentioned Barrio Brewing Company earlier. They'll be here as well.
Yeah.
So it's cocktails, it's wine, it's beer, it's manis, no petties.
Yeah. And I tell
and
you what.
Tequila.
And the setting. I mean, so you're looking around today, this great, you know, high energy, you know, artisans market that you have here. When the sun goes down at the Tucson Museum of Art, I mean, the courtyards take on a whole nother look. I mean, the twinkling lights and, I mean, events have to be, this is a great place for events.
You know, you mentioned how incredibly generous our restaurants are here in town. And I mean, everybody turns out from Vivace and Tavolino and Poppy Kitchen and just goes on and on and on. They're all here. They're all just so wonderful to work with.
And we do a lot of work with the restaurateurs, as you can imagine, on the show. And we talk to all of the chefs. And this, I mean, they do events all the time.
Right.
They get ready for Crush.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
it's
they
got
they like psychologically get themselves ready to greet your guests, your museum guests, to come onto the courtyard grounds and experience this Crush event. And they are ready, and they got their game
on.
Seriously. How can people get tickets? Because I would imagine that the few people in our listening audience who might not have been to this event before want to be among the first to get on, I would imagine there's a few tickets left.
There are a few tickets left. Now, VIP starts at 5 o'clock, and that's in the Cafe a la Carte area. Here's the best part. Valet parking starts at 5 o'clock an hour earlier. Premium wines for a whole hour. Then you get to go into the party. I mean, it's just never ending. So those tickets are selling like hotcakes, and I only have about 25 left. So if you want VIP, And if you want party tickets, we'll take you at all of them. www.tucsonmuseumofart.org. Don't forget the O-R-G at the end.
Yes.
Or you can call us 624-2333. If it's on the weekend, dial extension 117. If it's during the week, dial extension 100. We will happily take your money, get you tickets, and make sure you're part of the action.
The VIP sounds like this is the right experience. Valet parking downtown, Karen.
Yeah, yes, that's pretty
It's the
good.
Way to go. And the wines are incredible.
They are.
World class.
World class.
Exactly. And, you know, like we talked with John about, you know, the scrutiny in evaluating the artisans for, you know, participation in this kind of an event. I'm sure that the same scrutiny as you evaluate the purveyors that come in. This is the best of the best of Southern Arizona food and world class wines right here at Crush. Again, tickets are available, but they won't be for long. I have seen this happen year in and year out.
Sell out.
It is going to sell out. Again, TucsonMuseumOfArt.org. Tell them Alba Rojas Sukar sent you. And don't ask me how to spell it.
I'm going to quiz you at the end.
But anyway.
C-R-U-S-H.
That's all you need. Anyway, Robert Knight, Chief Executive Officer of the Tucson Museum of Art, and Alba Rojas Sukar, the Director of Development, who's got a great job in this community.
Best
and your
ever.
Smile will lead you wherever you go. How can people not just write you a check?
Right?
I mean, seriously.
Listen what do you want? To Matt.
You know, that's all she needs for the grants, right? Show them a headshot, and I'm in.
Anyway,
thank you so much. We'll see you guys at Crush.
So much fun. Thank you.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to our good friend Deb Santos, who's going to talk about how to take the flavors of Philly directly to your next special party or event. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210, live from the welcoming courtyard of the Tucson Museum of Art. Stick around. Be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the annual Spring Artisans Market at the Tucson Museum of Art, having a great time with my foodie, my celebrity co-host for the full hour, an hour that I have to say is going by way too fast for my liking.
Really?
Karen Zolden from Circle of Food.
Hi, Matt.
Let's say, hey, we're
good. I'm dehydrated.
Maybe another toast of vodka here.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
they put it in a Nestle Pure Life bottle, but
yeah, really.
A little creative visualization never hurt anybody. Anyway, so, Karen, when was the last time you were in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? When was your last trip to Philly?
Probably in a prior life. I don't know. I have never been to Philly.
Well, you know, you don't have to. Because all you got to do is go to North Campbell Avenue and go to Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks and Hoagies, and you can save your airfare. Because when you walk into Frankie's, it's like walking in to the city of brotherly love, and one of the people that is greeting you at the door with a smile and a hug and this affection that is absolutely contagious is our next guest. Now, you know, she's got a full army of publicists. To get her on this show, Karen Zolden, was a remarkable feat, despite the fact that she's a Minnesota Vikings fan. I have invited her on this show to talk about something interesting and fascinating about the world of catering, and she's my good friend from Frankie's Catering, Deb Santos.
I had to arm wrestle Frank to get on today, and I won. So.
Yay! Girl power.
Well, one more thing. I had to go to Frankie's to get my hug myself. You know, I would get it at home.
Yeah, you got to stand in line to get a hug from Deb, man. Anyway, whoever doesn't know that voice certainly hasn't been in Tucson for a long time. That's our good friend Frankie Santos, who makes the world go round one cheesesteak at a time at Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteak. Hoagie, brother, always good to see you.
Thank you very much for having me on. I love this young lady right here.
Karen Zolden is all about love.
She's the best. She was sweet.
She is the best.
And you guys are both, you know, you and Deb, you're color coordinated. You're just, you're screaming spring with this, with the threads of the season. But anyway, you know, we always go to Frankie's for that Philly experience. You know, we always go to Frankie's for, I think, some of those best cheesesteaks and hoagies, Habersett Scrapple. I mean, you know, potato chips, you know, you got Tasty Cakes, you got, you know, Heyer's Root Beer, you got Amoroso Rolls. Like I said, save the airfare to Philadelphia and go to Frankie's. But Deb Santos, you've got this interesting program going on at Frankie's Catering because you're giving our listeners the opportunity to bring the flavors of Philly and beyond to their next party or special event.
Right to them, right to their door. We can bring our grills, we can make the cheesesteaks right at their house.
Okay, so that's something that I wanted to talk about because that's news. Because when you think about catering, you know, and there's a lot of great catering programs in this community, don't get me wrong, but, you know, they come in, they unpack their truck, and they've got, you know, a box of sandwiches, and they just start handing them out. And there you go, here's your check, you sign, and then you got people taking sandwiches out of a box. You bring the grill.
We can bring the
grill. How do you do that, Deb?
We can bring the grills to the party, which makes it above and beyond an experience.
And I know some of our good friends in the Southern Arizona corporate world have said yes to Frankie's Catering. There are so many companies that only use Frankie's Catering. And I have a feeling, I mean, the food, of course, has to be the epicenter of the experience. It has to be great food. But people want great service. And they want this attitude of service that surrounds them. And that's one of the reasons why I think Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks and Hoagies and then Frankie's Catering is kind of different in a way from so many other catering companies.
We do try and specialize everything, and I'm sure everybody says this, that with the catering, we try and specialize it for the event, for the people. And
sure. Well, if it's a birthday party, if it's a birthday party, we could bring the grills. We could do small cheesesteaks, or maybe the kids would like to. Maybe the kids would like to have some brownies. We could do our own brownies there. There's all sorts of things we could do. We're in a happy business.
That's totally what we say.
We're in the happy business.
And you're winning. You're winning the business. And so the thing is when you're thinking about catering, it's not just, okay, here's the Frankie's menu that hangs, you know, on the restaurant wall. Think creatively. Think, you know, beyond the boundaries. I mean, think about something like a cheesesteak egg roll. Okay, you can't get a cheesesteak egg roll at Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks, but the U of A women's basketball team likes cheesesteak egg rolls, don't they?
Well, that's part of our catering. and also the potato salad. We make fresh homemade potato salad for catering. And then cheesesteak egg rolls we do. There's a medical company that uses us every year up in Mount Lemmon. And we bring the grills, everything up there. As a matter of fact, you can see Deb cooking up there at Mount Lemmon on our website.
Yeah,
we have
FrankiesCheesesteaks.com.
Yeah,
FrankiesCheesesteaks.com.
And on that one, I mean, at that one, and the one thing about this is how much more fresh can you get?
Yeah, I know.
So we had the cheesesteaks, we had hamburgers, we had hot dogs, we had
baked
chicken,
ham.
We had baked ham, and we had corn on the cob. So Frank was handing out peppers, and I was cooking everything else. So it's a good balance.
You're making me hungry.
Seriously. let me just say, you know, the peppers at Frankie's. You know, I get a little hot and a little sweet on, and I do it South Philly style. So you get the broccoli rabe on top. I don't know what the secret is with the hot peppers, but these aren't hot peppers that you just go buy at the box grocery store. These things are for real.
In Philadelphia, and all you listeners from Philadelphia, they will know that they'll shake their head yes right now. They have the long, they call them long hots. These are long peppers. They almost look like banana peppers, except the diameter is much smaller.
Right.
Well, you can't get them out here. So 11 years ago we started, I talked to some people back home. They said, what peppers do you have out there? I said, well, we serranos, yellow hots, Anaheim. So we take equal amounts, like 5 pounds of each, slice them down, a little marinade and fresh garlic, olive oil, Italian seasoning, salt and pepper, low granulated garlic, and crushed red pepper.
Up to
2 days. And we do the same thing with sweet peppers.
So they just steep.
Yeah,
and all that.
But that's why they do it back home. So nothing's changed in 11 years since I stole all these recipes back home.
Speaking of steeping, when was the last time you saw Karen Zonin steep in a gin cocktail?
Well,
I mean, I you know, this is a family show, let me say, but you know, this is a pretty picture,
well,
Frank Santos.
I saw this lovely lady at Dante's Fire.
Remember? Yeah,
I saw that. Yeah.
Love Dante's Fire. Yeah. John Tuck and those guys, I think, are hitting it out of the park. So people have this idea about catering. How can they – and you probably are catering groups of – you know, like Frank, you talked about, like, you know, birthday parties or whatever. So you got to – you know, you do 20 people, 30 people, 40 people, 100 people. I mean, sky's the limit, right?
That's right. It is – I mean, very, very easily from 20 to a couple hundred people.
And you don't need a whole lot of money to do it.
No.
That's one of the nice things about catering. And we've catered in the restaurant where if I had somebody had one time they came in at 25 people and $220, something like that, for everybody.
Wow.
And we fed them.
Wow. And they were happy.
Well, yeah. We're in a happy business.
You're in a happy business. There's a hashtag in here somewhere. I'm telling you.
We took the 12s. We cut them down. Maybe we took an assortment of sandwiches. We cut them down. We fed them all 25 people.
When I was in Frankie's last week for lunch, you know, and there was a guy sitting there at the table, you know, writing up an order. I mean, the catering program at Frankie's has really gotten on the map because people are thinking, you know, there's no limitations. There's, you know, sky's the limit. Now, how do you do it from the business side, Deb? I mean, do you sit down with the client and sort of get to know what their objective is? You know, obviously it's more than just how many people and where is it going to be.
Exactly.
Find out what they want to make for their event to be successful.
Well, one of the groups that I've been involved with is they said, can you deliver some sandwiches and chips, and for this event of what it is, I'm like, no, let's kick this up a couple notches. And I'm like, do you trust me? And we had, I mean, it's
a reality group that goes to all these expensive homes.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, then they serve a $3 million home. Well, you don't want to just serve cheesesteaks in a $3 million home.
Right.
And I think that's what you're saying because, you could do sandwiches and chips. But let's think about the event. Let's take a step back.
Exactly.
If you want this to be memorable, let's think. And, of course, this is not an economic-driven conversation. You really want to make this work for the client.
Exactly. Yes.
And getting back to Frank's point, you can do all of that without breaking the bank.
Exactly.
I think that's the key. I think in catering, and too often in catering, that they have, like I give an example of something. Most of the time, with most catering outfits, if you need a server, they'll say, it's $25 an hour for 5 hours.
Right.
Well, we don't do that. If you need a server, and it's 2 hours, well, it's $50. That's
right,
it.
Right.
We don't put a minimum on there. So you have to have that server. You have to pay for 5 hours, even though they're only going to do 2 hours work. Things like that. You know, and look, when Debbie's there, Debbie's free.
I come with food.
Okay. What are you going to start charging for Deb? I mean, now you're missing a serious profit potential here, Frankie.
She's
charge for Deb, for crying out loud. Like I said, I mean, the smile tells the story. Know that she's now. You're from Minnesota.
Yes.
You're a Vikings fan.
I am.
How did we get her on the air, Frankie? How did this work?
Who
paid us off? I'm kidding. So, but it's like it's like this family experience that you get not only in the restaurant, but also as the client of a catering program. Now, do you have people are going to get in touch with you to talk about menus? Do you sit down with them and review the kinds of things that are available?
Yes, yes, and like I said before, it all depends on what they want. And the sky is pretty much the limit of, there's some things that I'll just say, no, I don't think that would turn out very well. I don't have the expertise on this one.
I
was going to say, give us an example. Right. The Vatatog Jowls in Philly.
Impossible.
But you know what? Bring our grills, and I can cook the meanest steaks around.
Oh, yeah.
Watching her work is a lot of fun. I mean, you know, and you go to any of these food festivals, that's one thing I love about you guys at Frankie's is, you know, you say yes to darn near every request to participate in a community food event. And I always say, you know, if you're looking for the Frankie's booth at this, you know, when you got, you know, Tucson Meet Yourself, you've got Viva La Local, you've got, you know, all of these great events. If you're looking for Frankie, you just go look for where the line is. And watching Deb and her team work that grill, I mean, it's like dinner and a show for crying out loud. And like you said, it's all fresh. You're not, you know, shipping in pre-cooked meat that's been sitting in the freezer, you know, with some food purveyor in Des Moines. I mean, you're actually cooking certified Angus beef.
And we butcher our own meat in a restaurant.
You're butchering your own meat.
I have a bumper sticker for her.
I'm ready.
Girl on fire.
Seriously. Now we can charge. Now we can charge for Deb. So what's the biggest event you guys have ever done?
I would say that is the Mount Lemon.
Yeah. Well, so you brought up your whole – you literally trucked your grills.
The biggest catering
Mount
event.
Mount Lemon Highway.
The biggest catering event was Mount Lemon.
I love that.
That was for that year. Last year was 114 people. It's going to be more this year. And that's the one where we had all our grills. We bring U-Haul truck. We bring everything up there, and we cook pretty much all day. You know, you have a bar, like a party, got a bar there. And you go out to a bar and get a drink whenever you want one.
Right.
Well, we do the same thing with food. And you could come up and order whatever you want. I mean, this is after everybody ate. We stay open. And they're playing volleyball. They're doing whatever the fun they're doing. And then somebody says, oh, I feel like, let me get a piece of chicken. They come up, Deb, can I get a piece of chicken? Or an ear of corn. That kind of thing. And we stay open. We just keep feeding them.
I love it.
And they ask Frank, can I have a pepper?
Yeah,
Frank goes, let me get a pepper for you.
So we're talking to Frankie Santos of Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks on North Campbell Avenue and his beautiful bride, Deb Santos, who runs Frankie's Catering. Again, sky is the limit. Just imagine yourself surrounded by the flavors of Philly and beyond and bring it to your next party, your next special event, your corporate gathering, a birthday party, what have you. This is the place to do it. Now, how do people get a hold of you, Deb, if they want to engage you in conversation about taking their next special event to the next level? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
I think the best would be to send an email to deb@frankiescheesesteaks.com.
That's easy. Deb, D-E-B, deb@frankiescheesesteaks.com. Send her an email. Say, hey, I have an event. I heard you on the radio. I want to talk to you about what you can do. You know, the hog jowls might not be on the menu today, but possum pate. You know, we're not the
Beverly Hillbillies.
Well, yeah, exactly. but this is the place to do it. Now, you know, speaking of special events, this guy just celebrated a birthday not too long ago, and I had the honor to actually, unbeknownst, it was a surprise, random moment. We ran into each other, the three of us, out at dinner on his big birthday night. He was having a martini. I had the opportunity to have a martini with Frank, which, let me just say, fellow foodies, if you've ever had the opportunity to share a martini with Frank Santos, this is one of the bucket list things that you can, you know, cross off easily and quickly. But anyway, Frank, where do you go for a good martini in this town? I mean, you know your way around martinis.
One of my favorite all-time restaurants is Acacia.
Acacia Real
they
Food and
have,
Cocktails.
They
yeah.
have – I love their martinis. And they have great happy hour.
They're in the running for
right, they're in the running.
Oh, the Arizona right. Daily Star, Happy Hour Madness.
Happy Hour, so get out there and vote for him. Go vote for
Acacia.
Go vote for Albert Hall. He's the best.
And didn't Albert Hall cater your wedding?
Speaking of catering. Not only did he cater our wedding, real quick, I'll tell you something. When we first opened up, which was 2004, you know, we were serving food and things were – I wasn't sure whether or not people were actually enjoying the food. And even though I love the cheesesteaks – because a lot of you have to do. You can't just do Philadelphia. There's got to be some Tucsonians and Coloradoans and everything.
Right.
And Albert Hall found us probably a couple weeks after we were open, maybe 3 weeks we were open, and he kept coming in ordering more and more food. And that pretty much, you know, it said to me, Frankie, you're on the right track here, because I didn't know him personally. I read up about him. No, he was winning all kind of awards, the Iron Chef and everything.
Right.
And that is when I started to realize that I was on the right path, just stay on that path. Because he would come in, or he sent his manager down to pick up a sandwich. They were constantly ordering sandwiches from us, and I owe so much to him. Not only that, when I ran into little problems with different things, the first person I called is Albert Hall.
Albert Hall. You know, when an Iron Chef caters your wedding, that's a lifetime of love and wedded bliss. I mean, that's
he catered our wedding, correct.
I love it.
And there are still people that rave about the food in that wedding, and I'm one of them. Yeah. It was amazing.
Well, I'm just waiting for you to renew your vows so I can get an invitation for crying out loud.
Now,
I mean,
now, you have to tell you have a wedding. You have a wedding. Trust me. Just put it in Albert Hall's hands.
I love it. I love
it. Put it in his hands and forget about it.
We're talking to Frankie Santos of Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks and Deb Santos of Frankie's Catering. Again, Deb at frankiescheesesteaks.com to talk about your next party, your next special event, and bringing the flavors of Philly and beyond to your next private party, special event, birthday. Now, I would imagine that the South Philly cheesesteak and the martini is probably a fairly good pairing, wouldn't you say? I mean, to me, you know, you might think beer, you might think, you know, Heyer's root beer. I like a good martini with my cheesesteak. Anyway, what do you think about giving away a Frankie's gift card to a caller who might want to call in and guess the answer to a trivia question? We can give away, you know, any gift card, any amount. Let's see. We talked a lot about Philadelphia in this show. We talked a little bit about the legacy, the city of brotherly love. I thought it would be fun to give away a Frankie's gift card to the first person, anybody listening to this show right now, the first person to call in with the right answer to our trivia question is going to get a Frankie's gift card to experience Frank and Deb for themselves. And fellow foodies, you're in for a treat. So we talked a lot about Philadelphia. You know, I love the movie Rocky, and Frankie and Deb love the movie Rocky. And if you're a Philadelphian, you love the movie Rocky. Now, there's this great scene in Rocky where he is running up the steps of this very famous building in Philadelphia. And we want to know, in that classic scene in Rocky, he's running up the steps of this famous building, what is the name of that building?
That's a great question. I love it. I love it. Especially since we're...
I think you know the answer to that question. The number to call, 750. No, Deb, you're not eligible. Put your phone down. 750-7456. Again, 750-7456 to win a Frankie's gift card. What is the name of that building that has those steps that Rocky ran up in that movie, Rocky? Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another sponsor. When we come back, I want to give away this gift card. So dial in now, 750-7456. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the annual Spring Artisans Market at the Tucson Museum of Art with my celebrity co-host from CircleOfFood.com. Karen Zolden is here.
Just hi.
Hearing Frankie and Deb Santos wax poetically and deliciously about Philadelphia food. Anyway, the question on the table is, in that great movie Rocky, Sylvester Stallone runs up a very long set of stairs in this great building, this iconic American building right there in Philadelphia, and we want to know the name of that building right there in Philadelphia. If you think you know the answer to the question, 750-7456. Again, 750-7456 for a chance to win Frankie's gift card. Again, Deb Santos, people want to get in touch with you to talk about catering, to talk about bringing the flavors of Philly to their next private party. What's the best way to do that?
Send an email to me, deb@frankiescheesesteaks.com.
deb@frankiescheesesteaks.com. Okay, and we got a caller who thinks he knows the answer to the question. We're going to go to line one and say hi to Sam. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Pretty good. Thanks, buddy.
We want to know the answer. He says, say it again.
Philadelphia Museum of Art.
The Philadelphia Museum of Art. Is he right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He's right. Wow. Oh, our wow. First caller, Sam. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir.
Now, let me ask you this, Sam. Have you ever been to Philadelphia?
No, I sure like to. I've got all the Rocky movies. And for your information, I got to talk to – I used to listen to the Z-Man in the 90s.
Oh, long-time Tucson food radio guy. Well, listen, Sam, you've never been to Philadelphia, but, save a few bucks. Just go to Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks and Hoagies on North Campbell Avenue, and we're going to make it easy for you, Sam. We're going to send you a gift card so you can experience Frankie's for yourself. So don't hang up. Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that gift card out to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Philadelphia Museum of Art. And what a coincidence. Here we are at the Tucson Museum of Art.
There we go.
I see like two steps that I had to run up to get to the broadcast booth. Do we know how many steps are there? I mean, have you tried to count or did you lose count on the way up?
We just ran them last summer.
Yeah, last summer we were just there.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how many there are. I'm going to look that up.
Oh, how fun. How fun. Anyway, Karen was talking about a grilled cheese contest that's going on here in Southern Arizona. Karen, what's going on?
Well, Sauce is having it, and it's until April 18th where you can get on and link or go to one of the three Sauce locations and enter your own idea of a grilled cheese sandwich, including the name, and their chef will pick a winner. It will be in May. Your sandwich will run, and if you win, you can name a charity. Again, more restaurant altruism. To get a dollar off of every sandwich sold.
Oh, that's fun. So Sauce, pizza, and wine, grilled cheese contest. What's going to go on Karen Zoldan's grilled cheese?
I'm not going to tell you because too many people will copy it. I have two of them, but if I win, I'm taking you all out to lunch.
We've got 10 million witnesses now.
I've got just, I'll take you guys.
And you've got information about that contest at circleoffood.com, right?
I do.
You click on read the blog, and there it is right on the homepage, you can't miss it. So get involved with that. So, Frankie, what can we expect out of Frankie's Cheesesteaks coming up into the summertime?
I cannot think of a better foodie.
Seriously?
Than to go ahead and have lunch or dinner with.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Just bring, you got to make sure you got plenty of gin there, Frankie. Have I kicked this one to death? Vodka martini. Anyway, Frankie, South Philly Cheesesteaks, again, where's your store located? Make sure everybody knows where you are.
One of the things, too, is that to contact Deb, you could go on our website. It says contact and grab her email right from there too.
Great. So there's a link right there.
Link. Frank. Yeah. There's, and it's www.frankiescheesesteaks.com. Dot com. Where exactly is the store located?
We are located 2574 North Campbell Avenue. And we're right next to Cross Street on Blue Willow. Most people have breakfast at the Blue Willow.
Yeah,
are
absolutely.
You good?
Great.
Now,
anyway.
It used to be, everybody always said, I used to say, I'm Cross Street from Blue Willow. Now I think some people say, where's Blue Willow? It's Cross Street from Frankie's.
That's right. Frank and Deb Santos, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Let's go have a martini sometime.
All right.
Karen Zolden from Circle of Food, always fun hanging out with you.
Likewise.
CircleofFood.com. And remember, friends, get your tickets for Crush because they are going to sell out. TucsonMuseumOfArt.org. Buy tickets for the Crush Food, Wine, and Art Festival because if you don't do it soon, you're not going to have the opportunity to do it. And let me tell you, you are going to miss out. Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week at onthemenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell, Frank Santos, Karen Zolden, and Deb Santos reminding you if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's on the menu live.
On the menu live.
Cheers. Have a great weekend. All we'll right. see you soon.
Bye. Bye.